Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I know you have to be in surgery, so we have to let you go. Can you please, any final words of wisdom from Dr. Messini out in one of our favorite places?
Thank you.
Where we'd like to get out there, Spokane.
I was going to say, you know, happy to be the official Mike O'Mara Show urologic consultant. the way things are going, I look forward to our next chat after we have a more serious Winston or Ball Crusher McGee incident.
we actually will land on something, then jump and land somewhere else and jump again and land somewhere else. But he was so incredibly frigid and motionless that I didn't have to move. It was fantastic.
You stayed on him for... You stayed on him for 2 minutes and 3 seconds, Fly. That's amazing. He didn't move at all. What happened? Are you okay?
Yeah, we lost the visual on the fly. We've still got audio.
I think we can hear him, probably.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, the passing of the stone, the passing of the stone. I was going to bring the stone in and show you guys,
did you save it?
I have to save it. Mm-hmm. As our next guest will probably tell you, we are very, very excited. This is not the same urologist that I mentioned that I spoke to in New Orleans, Louisiana. This is another urologist that Rob has reached out to. Is this the same? Rob, how did you come in contact with this particular gentleman?
He was in the mailbag a few weeks ago when we were discussing your amount of lava. Do you remember that?
Oh, okay. I get it. That too. Well, I'll be making an appointment. I have to. In fact, they told me at the emergency room I have to do this. This is Dr. Michael. Is it Messini or Messini, doctor?
It's Messini. You have the Italian pronunciation right, but my family changed it at some point.
Messini. Michael Messini, a well-respected, accomplished urologist, offering a range of... this is great for me. This is so, so great for me. Accomplished urologist offering... a range of personalized services for men and women at Spokane, Urology. Dr. Messini is known for prioritizing patient education, comfort, and quality of life. Oh, comfort, doc. Oh,
yes.
Could I tell you about comfort? Yeah. So Dr. Messini was raised just north of Spokane and graduated from Mount Spokane High School before attending Dartmouth. Oh, wow. Fantastic. Up in New Hampshire, in Hanover. He then graduated with Alpha. What is that it, Rob, with Alpha?
Oh, that was, I'm sorry, I cut off the wrong part of the bio. Sorry about that. But he did graduate.
You'll notice that as a doctor, as a trained person that works hard and sweats the details, you'll notice that doesn't happen here. It never happens here.
You know, but we do specialize in comfort.
Yes, that's I know you do. Anyway, welcome, Dr. Messini. It's great to have you here. And I guess I should start by updating our listeners and my coworkers who know a little bit of it on my situation yesterday. Yesterday, I did the show, went out to Cocoonville, even though I felt like crap, and decided that I was going to play golf with my mates. And made it through, maybe on adrenaline, because at the end of the round of golf yesterday, I was driving back home, and I felt that pain again. And right when I got home, the pain felt like just when I went to the ER the other night, when they told me I had a kidney stone. And I was so out of it that I just lay down, fell asleep for a while. When I woke up, I didn't have any pain, which was odd. And then I had the urge to go winky-tink. And I went winky-tink, and when I went winky-tink, lo and behold, something the size, I think as Oscar described it yesterday, the quarter size of a Tic Tac, a little grain of rice came out.
Doesn't
and and you know, now I'm thinking I should get the stone to show
I'd
you
love to
since
see
I've
it.
Got
I
you.
I would, too. I would, too.
All right, hold on. Hey, Carla, can you bring me my stone?
Does she need like a wheelbarrow or anything for it? Hand truck?
So, doctor, good news, yeah. I would assume, right? That I was
That's
able
great.
To.
That's great. I was waiting with bated breath to hear if it had passed. And thanks again for having me on. This is such an honor and a thrill to be on with you guys. I just can't believe, you know, two times in a month that there's things pertinent to my field and I can contribute like this to my favorite podcast. This is fantastic. You know,
as far I've revered your profession for years and years anyway, and now to have a doctor that's talking about my particular, I guess you see a lot of kidney stones in your line of work.
Oh, right? Yeah. Doc? Yeah. I got a couple of them on the schedule today. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Ed.
Oh, good.
The fact that, hold on just a second. I don't want to be non-professional. Please. Now that we've got a medical professional.
Not at all.
Carla! I need my stone!
She might be in the shower, and I don't want to leave, but I want to show the doctor.
You have to get it. We can pad.
Go get it. We can pad.
I'm getting the stone. All right.
So, Oscar, you described yours as the quarter size of a Tic Tac. Yes. Mike says his is about the same size. Doctor, what's the largest stone you've ever seen?
I mean, they can get as big as filling the entire kidney. I mean, the biggest ones I've removed, you know, through the back are, you know, 3 to 4 centimeters. So, you know, something like this. I mean, filling the whole kidney.
Doctor, what causes?
Those ones don't cause pain, usually, because they don't fall. They can't.
They don't pass right? Yeah.
I've seen people pass ones up to about a centimeter in size, though.
Jesus.
Which is pretty hard to imagine.
Doctor, it's genetic and it's also diet based,
yep.
Right?
Yep, there's diet stuff, yep, for sure, depending on the type. So hopefully Mike will get his tested and we can tell him how to not make any more.
Ooh.
He's going to see a urologist.
Increase production if it turns out that it's something we can use.
No, it
if
doesn't.
They're worth something.
You can't put them in cell phones, so they're not worth anything. What's the worst kind and what's the best kind of kidney stone?
Well, there are a couple kinds that can be dissolved if you change the urine chemistry. So I don't know that there's really a good kind.
Good to know. So there's not like granite and like just kind of formica.
Oh,
that's huge. Is that red?
Oh,
bloody!
Oh.
That's a little gross. I might have not asked for it.
Sorry, I knew you'd say gross. That's why I
don't
didn't want to
show. Don't you wash them? Don't you wash your stones?
No, I didn't wash them. What am I going to do? Wash it with a scrub brush? For Christ's sake! What
take
am I
it down
do?
To the river, Oscar. And beat it against a rock, like we did the laundry.
Maddie looks concerned.
Well, she should
get that thing tested.
Really?
Find out what kind of stones you made?
Yeah. What communicable diseases it's carrying?
Oh, shut up, Oscar. So it's reddish in color.
Well, that's blood, Mike.
Brownish.
Oh,
that's something else.
Well, excuse me, Dr. Santana. We've got Dr. Messini on that I'd like to ask about. So, what do you think? Just on a cursory inspection, it's hard to see, but
that's pretty good. Looks like a 3 to 4 millimeter or so. That's a pretty good one.
That would have caused the level. It just amazes me that something that small would cause that amount of pain. Can I ask you, here's a general question for anybody that would have this. Why would something that tiny cause that amount of pain? Like where it's from the top of my rib cage all the way down to my hip. Excruciating pain.
Yeah, when the stone falls into the ureter, which is the tube that drains your kidney and takes the urine down to your bladder, when it causes obstruction, you get pressure that backs up in your kidney, and it's the stretching of your kidney under pressure that causes that severe pain, because there's no relieving it until that pressure relieves. Either the stone moves or comes out. There's really nothing you can do.
And that's the thing. And Oscar, I was trying to tell Carla how you described it yesterday when you were talking about it on the show. You were talking about the fact that it's unrelenting.
It pulses. It comes in waves.
It just doesn't stop when you get it. I mean, there's no position you can get into or anything for that. And so that's why when I went to the ER, I was almost unable to communicate because I was just going, and then felt that same pain yesterday right before the thing. Between the time it leaves the kidney and comes out through through the pee hole. What is that?
Doctor, what, if we're that, talking too technical here, let us know. We can dumb it down.
Exit only.
That's right.
What is the what is the time frame? Is it, I mean, once it gets out of there, I don't know. I just, it seemed, it was Monday night when I first felt the excruciating pain, and then it was Wednesday afternoon that I got rid of the stone.
Yeah, that's typical for that size stone. They can take weeks sometimes.
Oh,
which is not recommended. You know, when wow. I'm seeing a patient, I'm not telling them, well, let's give it a few weeks. You know, if it's big enough to take that long to pass, we're usually talking about going in and getting it.
We spoke, yes, doctor, about ways to sort of expedite the passing of the stone.
I was part of me was hoping you hadn't passed it, Mike, because I had a couple of suggestions for helping.
Well, for
you,
those some, people that might be going through this or go through it regularly, let me know.
Some interesting studies in the last few years. One was on the role of roller coasters in potentially helping pass stones. Specifically, they tested a model on one of the ones at Disney World that showed that it could potentially shake stones loose and help them pass. Probably the more fun wow. one maybe to recommend to patients is there's actually a few studies demonstrating the benefits of frequent sexual activity. Four times per week can increase your rate of stone.
That ain't going to happen in our house, that's for sure.
And if you have sex on a roller coaster, forget about it. That thing is gone.
There you go.
Wow. That's stunning. That is truly, so truly.
Carla.
The good news is, Mike, you know, once you've had one, you have about a 30-40% chance of having another in the next 5 years.
Oh, hey, isn't that great news? Isn't that great news?
No.
I'm so excited. Well, they tell and when they said I have a stone at the ER, right? That means for now, though, just one, right? Just uno. Well, they would have told me if there were multiples
I was going to ask you if you had a chance to look at your CT report, because you should know if there are any more in your kidney. Because they won't cause any symptoms until they're trying to pass. They could be hanging out up there. So you definitely want to find out if you have any more lurking that you need to take care of.
So I guess that's a question for my urologist when I have him look at the report there. Oh my God, it's so creepy. You know, Oscar has them too, and Oscar, you've had multiples, haven't you? Or did you just
have one? I just had one, Mike, and it was not as large as yours, and I'm jealous. Size is everything.
Sure.
And my doctor said next time don't. So I guess the second time around it's easier because you already expect it to be a kidney stone. So the anxiety that comes with the pain, where
that's,
you're like,
a lot.
Oh man, I got to give out my computer code so my wife can take everything as she's always planned. that anxiety goes away the second time around. He actually told me that. He said half the pain is the mental I don't know, and if you know what it's not like now, it's probably going to be the same thing next time. So we'll find out.
It's scary. And as far as I heard in my depleted condition when I was in the hospital the other night, I heard coffee, diet soda. Is there anything I can do to prevent this type of thing? I mean, obviously these stones are all different in a certain way. Does the dark color of the stone mean anything to you? Does that mean it's
probably calcium oxalate. That's the most common one anyway. That's about three quarters of stones. So, I mean, there's a whole list. If you look it up, there's lists that are a mile long of things that you shouldn't eat a lot of. But, you know, the high points are things like nuts, chocolate. Rhubarb is about the most concentrated.
Hold on, can you start again, Doc? Can you start again? Because I'll be hitting the buzzer if the buzzer will indicate I will not adhere to your advice. So tell me the things that I shouldn't eat to prevent kidney stones, and I will give you a ding if I can go through that. Oh no, I won't, because nothing works when we're doing this. That's the way I always forgot that, you know. But as far as maybe a ding for when I am going to go for it, and then you know, a non-ding when I'm not going to go
buzzer.
For it. So tell me the things that I should not eat. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so chocolate is a little bit of a no-no.
Oh, I'll be eating chocolate. Sorry about that.
Nuts. Most nuts have a lot
like
of
nuts. I like nuts.
Nuts.
So spinach, kale, A lot in those asparagus, broccoli have quite a bit in them too.
That's three in a row: spinach, kale, and broccoli. Carla, she was working out.
I'm just curious, doctor. Is it really bad for him to eat asparagus, or just in your line of work, do you like people not eat asparagus? Comfort at the office. Okay, that's what I thought. Personal preference.
Well, listen, I guess the advice that I had was to see one of you guys after this, and I guess he's probably going to tell me all the same stuff that you have said, and I know you have to be in surgery, so we have to let you go. Can you please, any final words of wisdom from Dr. Massini out in one of our favorite places?
Thank you.
Where we'd like to get out there, Spokane.
I was going to say, happy to be the official Mike O'Mara Show Urologic Consultant. the way things are going, I look forward to our next chat after we have a more serious Winston or Ball Crusher McGee incident. with that, and I look forward to doing your Euro lift at the Spokane Live show.
Oh my God!
Thank you very much, Dr. Michael Massini. Go to your surgery.
Doctor.
Thank you for giving us the time. Yeah. We appreciate it. He's got his scrubs on already, so he's got to go there and do his surgery. And thank you very much, doctor. We appreciate it. We'll come back with a very special interview. Rob, you can start the show, my friend. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I can remember when I was a little boy, my grandmother and I could hold conversations entirely without ever opening our mouths. She called it shining. And for a long time, I thought it was just the two of us that had the shine to us. Just like you probably thought you was the only one. But there are other folks, though mostly they don't know it or don't believe it. Why don't you want to talk about it?
I'm not supposed to.
Who says you ain't supposed to?
Tony.
Who's Tony?
Tony's the little boy that loves my mom.
Is Tony the one that tells you things?
Yes.
Has Tony ever told you anything about this place? About the Overlook Hotel?
Darling, are you scared of this place?
No. Scared of nothing here. It's just that, some places are like people. Some shine and some don't. I guess you could say the Overlook Hotel here has something about it that's like shining.
What about room 237?
Room 237?
You're scared of room 237, ain't you?
No, I ain't.
Mr. Allen, what is in room 237?
Nothing. There ain't nothing in room 237. But you ain't got no business going in there anyway. So stay out. You understand? Stay out.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Heard everywhere: Paradise, Montana, North, South Carolina, Pixley, California, Pickering Beach, Delaware, Corona, Queens, New York, Bouillon, Belgium. Bouillon. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Freshly. We've all spent a lot of time at home in the past few months, a lot. And at first, it was kind of fun cooking at home. Well, now, if you're like me, you are plenty tired of cooking all around the clock. Enough already. That's where Freshly comes in. Just ask Oscar. You live on it, Oscar. I know that. You enjoy your Freshly meals, and you're eating one right now. Freshly understands that food needs to be delicious, healthy, simple. With Freshly, you can avoid the grocery store and enjoy fully prepared dinners delivered fresh, not frozen, right to your door. Freshly's chefs and nutritionists do all the hard work. All you do is heat for 3 minutes, and dinner is done. Just choose a plan that works for you and take a break from all that cooking, whether you crave comfort foods, feel better foods, or something from your personal home bistro. Freshly has what you want every time. You're going to love Freshly. Yes, join the almost. Yes,
go ahead. Is the portobello mushroom steak this week?
Ooh, yummy in your tummy.
Fantastic.
Wow, that sounds good.
Join the almost 1.5 million satisfied Freshly customers and skip the shopping, the prepping, the cooking, and the cleanup. Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off their first two orders at Freshly.com/TMOS. Don't wait. That's Freshly.com/TMOS. It was great to have Dr. Mancini. I'm not Mancini, not Henry Mancini. Dr. Mancini was on. And so yesterday afternoon, it was over. At the end of the show, I didn't say this until, you know, I jokingly asked my wife for an oxy because that was the most pain that I felt all day long. And then I came in right before the thing ran its course, so to speak, and felt it there. And then it was over. It was the most amazing. I'm sure you relate to this, Oscar, that it's the most amazing feeling in the world. Once that's done, you realize
it's instant. It's unmatched.
Is it instant? As soon as it passes, the pain is gone?
It was before, actually. I felt the urinary urgency.
Yes.
I was so banged up when I came home yesterday afternoon that I took a pain pill and then lay down and actually fell asleep. You're in so much pain, you just want to drift off and go to sleep. And it really is taking a toll dealing with that. So that's what you do. When I woke up after maybe a half an hour, 45-minute nap, I didn't have any pain. It was weird. I mean, even with the pain meds, I would still feel a little pain. And that's when the thing went its course. And it's like this mini little joyous celebration that you have. And
the party of one.
And very cool. Yeah, it's very, very
cool.
And
at risk of being too graphic, when you did, I mean, the whole journey, it was about 2 days that you were dealing with it. Did the pain ever shift? Can you feel like a different portion in your body?
Yeah, it does. It does just a little different, but still there. And a little lower. That's okay. That's how I can describe it. So that's about as much as I want to talk about my pee for the next 10 years. Yes. Understood.
How was your swing yesterday?
I shot 81 yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah, that's great. with half of it on oxy.
That's what I'm saying. Like just totally relaxed. Nature, just like
You're like John Daly out there.
I was kind of chill and relaxed, but I mean, it was just a little better than my average. I'm usually 82, 83.
Did you tell any of your friends that you were on PEDs?
Yeah, I told a couple of them, including the guy that was in my group.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to let him know that in case I had to beat feet and get out of there.
Right.
You know, they're very, very serious about their money games down here.
Yeah.
But then came home and was just wiped. I mean, my feeling was I wanted to try to keep everything
normal,
as it should be, as normal as possible. Taking my kid to the bus, doing the show,
most people would take days off of work.
I would have taken another day if I couldn't function. If the pain was that great, knowing what it is that, as you mentioned before, with the anxiety, is half the battle. That's the way I felt
now,
about the whole thing.
For the players, I'm sorry, the club players tournament, or is it the players club tournament? I always think of the players club card with Telly Savalas. Right.
Oh, sure.
That you have annually. Would you
mean the tournament?
Yeah, the tournament.
The invitational, as we like to call it.
Are you planning ahead for the invitational, maybe saving one of those oxys for the game?
Well, first of all, as someone who worked in the radio industry during the 1980s, I save all pain medications in a very special place that I call my kit. I save it all in my kit, and I have we do a recon. We'll throw out meds, but you know, I'm 61 years old. I've had my share of issues, and so there are probably I've got a rather significant treasure trove here.
Okay.
Because they don't give you a lot. I think I probably
don't pay any attention to rumors.
They don't give me a lot, man. Hey, Jack, how are you? You know, let me get this. Light fixed a little bit. Is that a little better? That's maybe a little better.
I've never in my life thrown away a pain med. Always keep a pain med. You never know.
Yeah, but I mean, they do have a shelf life. They do have an expiration date.
Well,
I always use
them. I check the date, and if it gets close to the date, I just have a great weekend.
Eat them all.
We got to drink this milk. We got to take these pills.
You know, during this this time we live in with the opiate crisis in America, I have to tell you, I hate them. I hate them, hate them, hate them. I like what they do for you, but they scare the crap out of me, because when you start thinking about anything that gives you in pain relief of that magnitude, like an oxycodone, I think that's what I had, you immediately start processing the time frame. They say once every 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That might be part of the deal, too, because you're thinking, I have to wait the 4 hours. Can't wait till that 4 hours is up. And I remember looking at my watch and saying, by 4:30, I'll be able to have another one, because I took one at 12:30. And you know, and that's just, it's horrible to be relying on that.
What do you do?
That's why
if you're a parent and you get, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but you, I actually I've always admired this of Mike, that anytime he's gotten these pain meds, most of the time you don't take them. You're just like, I'm not dealing with this.
Fraction of them.
Yeah. And it has to do a lot with this opioid pandemic, where you're like, I've heard too many stories. And this is before there was front page news, Mike. For years you've been talking about this.
Right.
And my question to you, you both have kids, you get wisdom teeth out, because you hear a lot of these stories of these poor kids, these poor families that get addiction
with wisdom teeth
brought into their life when the opioids are prescribed right after that type of oral surgery. How do you stop them from, like, I don't know what I would do if I had a kid to say, hey, you don't take this at all, or do you give them Tylenol? Do you
first of all, it's great because I can trust Robert. But
you poor
but
man.
No, when he got his, when
has he
got
been behaving well lately? Has he been flying, straightening up, and flying right?
Fantastic, and his grades. He loves this homeschooling. He loves the distance learning. He's nailing it. He's doing great.
Right.
But when he got his wisdom teeth out over the summer, I think he really was just on Tylenol. I don't think they gave him anything stronger than that. And I can't remember for now. Julia got hit hard, I remember, by the anesthetic, and she was wacky for a few hours following the surgery. But I don't think they lean hard on the opiates for wisdom teeth anymore. It's just, I think it's Tylenol and pudding and mashed potatoes.
I will tell you that, you know, the heavy duty stuff, I would assume oxycodone is about the heaviest. Is that like a Percocet? Is that
I think it's a Cotton, really? I think is what you got.
Yeah,
I think
Oxycontin is the nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll go look at it.
Oxycodone, still in the same family. But
same family, but it was oxy something, you know, which
Oxycontin
tells me
is
it's the oxy in front of it means it's dangerous. You have to be aware of that, and mind your P's and Q's with
except
it.
But, for treating your acne when you're a young man or young lady.
What's that? Oh, that's oxy. Oxy
10. Oh, 10.
Remember
if
that?
You got rid. Yeah.
What do you? I remember the commercial. What do you want? A few less cents or a few more zits? Do you remember that?
Yeah, you know who
remember
they sponsored?
That commercial?
They sponsored Casey's Top 40,
yes!
American Top 40. Yes!
What do you
Carefree
want?
Carefree sugarless gum.
A few
gum?
Less cents or a few more zits?
Zits.
And they used that guy, right?
Yeah,
that biggie, that Billy Big Voice, guy.
Yeah,
that was
exactly.
On there.
So great.
Yeah, because we have Nicky Diamond on the show today, and because he's coming up, I have to do this right now. We have a very exclusive interview, ladies and gentlemen. Did anyone watch the vice presidential debates last night?
I did.
The entire debate I watched, yes.
All right, very good. Well, what was everybody talking about? It wasn't the content of the debate at all. It was something that happened towards the end of the debate. But everybody is talking about the fly that landed on Vice President Pence's head. And I am here to tell you that we are very, very excited to have an exclusive that you will not get on any radio show, any podcast, anywhere. Please, can we bring in, hold on, let me make sure that that's set to go. Can we bring in the fly, please?
Great video day. Great.
There he is.
Fantastic.
I'm surprised. Hey, Fly.
Hi, Mr. Fly.
Hey, guys. How are you?
you got your 15 minutes of fame last night when you landed on that person.
Yeah, man, I landed on that white head of hair. Yay! That was fun. I also took a poop in his eye before he went to the debate. That right eye, or left eye,
it.
I'm not sure which one it was.
What's it like to be on camera with a White Walker?
Yeah.
Oh. It was fun. I just didn't want to leave. I love the smell of his shampoo.
Oh, dear.
That was wonderful. You know, normally we actually will land on something, then jump and land somewhere else and jump again and land somewhere else. But he was so incredibly frigid and motionless that I didn't have to move. It was fantastic.
You stayed on him for... You stayed on him for 2 minutes and 3 seconds, Fly. That's amazing. He didn't move at all. What happened? Are you okay?
Yeah, we lost the visual on the fly. We still got audio.
I think we can hear him, probably. There he is.
I didn't want you to see my face.
You're back.
Hi.
Mr. Fly, hi. It is rumored.
Hold on.
Yes.
I smell poop. I'm so hungry.
Oh, dear.
It is rumored, Mr. Fly, that traditionally when you all land on something, it's something that's either rotting, sick, or something it's along true. Those lines. What yes. are your thoughts?
Oh, Mr. Fly.
Wait a minute.
Mr.
His
Fly
balance is off.
Is having an issue with his pedestal.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I should have probably come to rehearsal. Oh, Mike Pence. Mike Pence. I'll land on anything if it's organic. I don't like plastics. I don't like landing on plastics. I like landing on something that I can feed on.
His hair was so magnificently white. Is that what drew you to him?
Oh, he had wonderful hair. He has such a calm demeanor. He's not like his boss, you know. I really like the guy. But, you know, I have to be full disclosure here. He smelled fantastic. It really kind of grossed me out. He was wearing Brut. He was wearing Brut. And I actually saw the lady next to him, too. And she looked like she had really long hair. And I wanted to land on it, but I ran into that plexiglass wall.
Oh, I know that plexiglass and all clear for like glass, all those things, they really throw off your species, don't they? Piss
yeah,
you off
and,
a little bit?
I don't remember the moderator's name, but I wanted to land on her, too, because she smelled like that old Lady Rose perfume.
Yeah, I can smell that almost through
NPR
the TV.
That I don't remember, that nobody will ever remember her name, but Mike Pence.
Now, you know, there weren't many people at the debate, Mr. Fly. I'm curious, did you have a hard time getting through security?
I didn't. I flew right through. It was easy peasy. There was no problem at all. I'll tell you something, though. You know, there were people in there. One thing about flies that you have to know, if anyone in any way passes anything, whether it's a kidney stone or gas, I know
yes.
about it because I have very sensitive perceptions about things like that. And that room was just, I don't know whether people had Mexican food for dinner, but my God, it was a small group, but it was a ripe group.
Ripe.
Mr. Fly, yesterday on social media, you were trending and Jeff Goldblum was trending as well.
Yes. I'm sorry, I was buzzing.
Sorry, you and Jeff Goldblum were trending on social media.
Yeah,
Your work with Jeff Goldblum in The Fly.
Wonderful man.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Can you tell us a little bit more about him and your experience
with
him?
Yeah, I'd like to hear about it.
He's right on. I really liked working with him. He was fantastic. You know, he was a little uptight about doing the scene where he pukes on his arm, you know, to the guy's arm to make the dissolve. Because that's how we do it. We basically regurgitate on our food stuff and then make it dissolve and then suck it up through a straw right here. Right about here.
Oh.
Oh, yes, Ray. I couldn't get through to Mike Pence's scalp. But
how come?
I think it was metal. I think he's a robot.
Really?
I think he might be a robot. I actually liked hanging out on Ray Spannon's head. Johnny Quest.
When you were working with Goldblum, did you call him Jeff or did you call him Brundlefly?
Brundlefly. Why, I wouldn't even hurt a fly. There's that sound again. Yeah. Who am I, your personal assistant? Must be the same processor. Hey, Oscar, I'm really glad you got this. Right, Rob? That's right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's excellent.
So listen, I do have one thing I'd like to say to everybody.
Please.
And this is
statement.
Important. I think it's really important for everybody to get out and vote. Please get out and vote. Do your duty. Do your duty, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, Mike O'Mara has very bad arm strength, so he's going to switch arms right now.
Understood.
Watch your feet. It's probably hard to do this the entire
time. Yeah, the whole time. Yeah.
Yes, sirree.
So you were talking about duty. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Mr. Fly.
Well,
you were talking about duty.
Yeah. I was talking to a bunch of friends of mine over at the dump the other day, and we were saying, you know, we flies, it's a real simple process. You know, we fly, we're larva, we're born, we find a pile of poo, we hang out, we land on garbage, that's what we do. But we just don't divide. We're all together. We know we're flies, one for all and all for one. And in this divided country with you human beings, you have to be very, very careful to strive for unity. You're listening to me. Are you listening to me? I have to say this, that, you know, you don't want to leave the world to just us insects, do you?
No, not at all.
You want
the
world to be successful, and you want people to get along, you know?
Yes.
We should ignore our differences, and now I'm becoming a...
Your voice is different.
Also, Brando has electrolytes.
Yeah, there he goes.
Brando has it has what plants crave. What flies crave is Mike Pence's scalp.
Mike Pence's scalp.
Anyway, he's a wonderful man. Kamala is a wonderful lady. And I wish them both the best of luck because I am an impartial fly. You know what? Everybody's poop smells the same to me.
Really?
It smells like food.
Now, but do you think the GOP ticket can count on the six-legged vote?
The six-legged vote. That's funny. We have six legs. Let's
That's
see.
Right. Yeah. An insect.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me see. I want to see if Rob's right. Yes, he is.
Hey, look at you. That was like a little cheesecake shot.
Fly, before we let you go, Fly, I hate to...
Stop it. That's no good.
Mr. Fly, before we let you go, I hate to bring this up because I remember talking to your publicist and said not to bring it up, but I have to. I'd be remiss if we didn't.
Right.
The Firefly Festival. What happened there?
Yeah.
Oh, what a cluster F. I mean, the organizers just rip people off. It's real simple. You never put your money down until you have the goods. Don't put the money up unless you get the commitment from the artists who're going to perform at the festival. Okay?
You are so well-rounded, Mr. Fly, because just a moment ago you were speaking with, you know, the philosophy of being a good American, and now you sound like a hardened showbiz agent.
Oh, absolutely. You got to get the commitment in paper from the artist before you're going to put on the festival. And wear a mask, you dumb idiots. We got a super spreader event at the White House. How stupid is that? If you don't mind your P's and Q's, somebody's going to die, and then I'm going to eat you. I'm going to land on your rotting corpse. That's what I'm going to do. So make sure you do things correctly, okay? Don't be stupid. Socially distance, wear a mask, and for God's sakes, don't put honey in that hairspray, Mike Pence. I got to go, Rob. All right? You can play the music now because my arm is really, really sore. Thank you.
God.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, do that brand new thing. Elvis Presley.
Hey. My boy.
We're just here to make some memories.
First of all, I got sick in the hospital.
Hot time in Florida.
Hey, how great thou art.
I'd like to introduce the members of my group. Hey, Rob, I'm looking down at you.
Man, you know what I have in my closet? I have hundreds of peaches.
Hey, dude, you're not Elvis.
Hey.
Who doesn't love Elvis?
Christmas.
Whether you're shopping for fuzzy dice to hang in your pink Cadillac, flash bulbs to toss into your pool for target practice, monkey chow for your pet chimp, or even a package of white cotton panties for your underage girlfriend, the TMOS Shopping Center is your one-stop shop, Jack. Hey, click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com and you can take care of business.
I Elvis has left the building. Just a
Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie. Football, baby. Are they going to play this week? I think they are.
Hopefully.
Week 5 is here, plus postseason baseball and the Lakers and the Heat, which can only mean one thing. It's winning season at MyBookie. Here's a fact. A game is 100 times more exciting when you put some money on it. Whether you bet with your heart or bet with your head, MyBookie is your best bet this season. They've made it simple to win and easy to withdraw your cash. Hey, football fans, right now, they've got a $100,000 super contest for only $10 in entry fee, for a $10 entry. And they're giving away $5,000 in cash prizes every 4 weeks. You'd be crazy not to invest with that kind of potential return. $10 to win thousands? Come on. Use the promo code TMOS to claim your 100% deposit match all the way up to $1,000. It's an easy way to jumpstart your bankroll. NFL, NBA, and MLB, the Dodgers, the Padres, the Rays, and the Yankees!
Yankees!
All play today. Get in on it. The most exciting way to support TMOS is by supporting MyBookie. It's never too late to get started on your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. Use promo code TMOS and double your first deposit now. MyBookie, have some fun. And we're so glad to have MyBookie on the show. Really, you'll enjoy it. Speaking of bookies, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's bring him in right now. He is the main man himself, Nicholas Diamond from Pahrump, Nevada. Let's see what the book is this week. Nicky, is that web design this week that you have for us? That's interesting.
Yes, theory and technique, the cutting edge of web design. I'm starting Web Design by Diamond.
Very, very interesting. That's wonderful. Yes. And of course,
Will Webb, sign him up, baby.
That's very, very exciting.
That was
and
clever.
Obviously, I can tell from your backdrop that you are in the same apartment in the assisted living facility with your friend. Every week I ask, because I feel it's my duty to ask, is there any update on your friend who was in the hospital and allowed you to move into his apartment? Do you have any updates?
They said he's ready to come home, but I said, hey, let's be as careful as we possibly can. Just put another month in that place, all right, there, Ernie? Make sure you're really feeling good. He's trying to leave, but I need to sign something. We'll get around to it.
Okay, sign him out?
Yes, I do. I signed him in.
Nikki. We've got a small bone to pick with you. While we'll always back you, the team is all signed up on mybookie.com. I'm sorry, mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag. Use the TMOS code. Double your money. Double your deposit. We've all signed up. We have been. We've been rolling with your bets for, I would say, the last 4 weeks.
Yes.
Now you've had hotter starts in past seasons. These past 2 weeks have not been that great. I've actually gone on the record and said this is the week to come back on the Nicky train because you're due, baby. You're due.
Thank you, Bermuda Boy. And I got to be honest. I'm living so good here. You know, I'm getting comfortable. I need to be in the dirt. You know what I mean? I got the life of luxury here. Desert green. We got bingo, golf courses. It's beautiful here. I need to get the edge back. I mean, I'm still going to stay here, but I'm going to go for it. I got you. I got the web design, the HTML, the code, the other words. I got it all down. It's going to be a new
week. Oscar, are you saying... Are you saying that Nicky is not on his game?
These
as
past
far as
two
the,
weeks, ever since he's
a little soft,
and that's really he hit the nail on the head. His life has gotten so good, so fast.
Right. You think he's lost a step?
That edge of desperation
I think has hopefully returned this week because he also has a reputation to uphold, right?
Yes.
I understand this. Yeah. Now, are we keeping track of the... well, Nikki, I know you...
We look forward.
I know what happened last week. It smelled a lot like 1-3.
Yeah,
last week.
A fly landed on it.
One in three. Nikki, we never talk about your process as far as, so many people that are in your line of work. I've seen documentaries on it that just exhaustive research with injury reports and with modeling teams, offenses against defenses, constant work.
Heavy analytics.
Do you do the same thing that most of the people in your business do? Is it exhaustive research or what is your process?
Are you a gut better?
Flip a coin, baby. Hope for the best. I look for which team is desperate, Mike. That's the theme. Which team needs it the most?
Which team is desperate?
Age, you know, these teams, they go up and down, especially now. So you got to focus so much with this Corona stuff. It's hard for a team to keep their edge. So I look for a team like me who's desperate. And I found a desperate team this week, people. They benched their quarterback. They said, get out of here. You're a bum. We're 1-3, but the division, it's still out there. You can still win this thing. They're putting a new quarterback in. I'm talking about hail to the football team. Yeah.
I almost said it.
Seven and a half, but they're going to cover that spread. They might even win. The Rams are overrated. It's the Merle. It's the sure thing. Football team. Hail to the football team. Hail to the football team. Yes.
Wow, the football team's going to beat the Rams. That's a real controversial pick there.
Cover the spread.
That really is. Cover the spread. Yes, good luck. All right.
I like a big fan of Kareem Hunt this week. Diamond pick of the week. Cleveland Browns, you can't stop the running game. Chubb is out. Hunt slides right in there, baby. He won't miss a beat. Not like your show. One guy's out. Whoa, man. But whatever, it will not miss a beat. Kareem Hunt, 120 yards and a touchdown. Light him up! Sunday night, the winning ass pick, Cardi B, Nicki D, duet for history. All right, the Seahawks, the Vikings, come on, folks. It's Russell Wilson versus Kirk Cousins. What are we talking about here? This is like Tony Boy versus Tony Stark. It's no contest. We're going to go. The Seahawks, winning ass pick. They win big time. Web design by Diamond. Hit me up. I need to start this business to get another PPP load. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Bye. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Football game.
Oh, I think he went down.
I'm not sure if he
destroyed his camera. Hey, we got a little extra time here in this break, I wanted to send our best wishes out to a P1 and a guy that everybody's heard on this show, and that's our friend Paulie, who made it through the hurricane and really dealt with the direct hit with that hurricane down in Cancun, and to our Louisiana friends. Oof. Oh my God, folks. My heart is with all of you. You know, being a Floridian and with somebody who normally is down here in Florida, looking at the tropics all the time, I say to myself, you know, if I got two in a row, it would really be time to reevaluate. And if you're in an area like that, I'm sure that the people of Louisiana are going through the same thing this particular summer with one after the other after the other. And so my heart goes out to them. Now, Paulie, who is very active on social media, gave a little travel log and a pretty decent little summary of what they went through when they evacuated from
the resort. Was it me? I mean, I just read it once. He came off as fussy.
A big fussy baby.
I would not want to be the people that are wrangling those
the Paulies of the
that,
world.
It would be a little
Well, it's not just
difficult.
The Paulies, it's people that have, you know, their hard-earned money saved up and they're on vacation and they're saying, "You know what? We're not going to let you stay at the resort. We're going to put you in an unair-conditioned dorm. So come on, get on the bus.
Well, it was hard to decipher what he... the story is he was at a resort, and I think he may have been at the place where I had my honeymoon in Cancun, Mexico. And when that hurricane got so close that they had to evacuate, they sent them inland, obviously, to... Right. Well, at one point, didn't Pauly describe it as an abandoned building?
An abandoned dormitory, I think, is what he said.
An abandoned dormitory, is that what it was?
Yeah, and, with no toilet seats.
With no toilet seats and no air at all.
Right.
No air,
right.
No airflow. And then I guess they shut the hurricane doors and they survived it, and it was not a big deal. Now, wait a minute, Rob. You go ahead and share what you're really feeling here. Did you think he came across as kind of meow meow? Is that what
No,
it was?
No. I'm just saying that he was pissed, and he should be, because of the way that they were treated. When you're at a resort like that, there probably should be a better plan B than what he described.
You're in a third world country. Oh, in fairness to Mexico, it's a first world country.
Well, but, yes. Cancun, but Cancun is an A resort
town.
Have you
been
there? Should have I honeymooned there.
Okay. There's a place called the Hotel Zone, which is just a swath of land right in the heart of Cancun where everything is pretty much new. It almost feels like you're in the States. You're like, wow, these roads are paved.
Yeah.
Everything's perfect. I could move here. You take literally 1/2 mile out of town, which I have been because I remember during spring break, and I remember going with my father from the airport back, and he just wanted to see the local flavor.
Sure,
okay.
It is not the same place.
You're not hearing my point.
Yes,
and I know that because when I flew there, I remember seeing armed guards on the road when I took the bus from the airplane to the hotel. I'm just saying that this is an environment that is prone to weather. They should have a better plan B in place for their guests, I would think.
You say that, but think about this. In the States, where this is the greatest country in the world, we don't have better plan Bs for our populated cities when they have to evacuate, let alone Mexico.
Point taken. So you're thinking he's being a little racist there, Oscar?
Yeah, I was like, come on.
I'm racist against the hotelier.
It's infrastructure. Just because it's a nice hotel doesn't mean that they're going to have the right infrastructure. We can't even handle that here in the States.
I'm not a racist. I'm a Marriottist.
So Rob's concern is with the hotel folk that make all that money.
They would have a plan in place.
Yeah. The model, the plan, though, is as good as you're not going to build a separate structure just for the once in a decade direct hit from a hurricane to do that. I get that. And it seems to me that they had one night in this dorm, weathered the hurricane, got back on their bus and made it back to the resort, and were drinking like Mai Tais and air conditioning after that. I don't know if it's the same place, but I think where he was where I had my honeymoon. I'm pretty sure that's where they were hanging out. The Excellence Maya, maybe.
Right? Okay, we were
Excellence
at the Marriott.
Riviera Maya
Oscar says, they're all in a row.
They're all the same. They're identical. The business models for these Cancun and Dominican Republic resorts are all the same thing. They all have the multiple restaurants. They're all inclusive. That's the way these things work.
The Mayan Riviera is a different part. But you're right, where you've got the downtown hotel zone in Cancun, then you've got the Mayan Riviera. But, I mean, there is something to be said. In fairness to Rob's point, if I'm not just going to attack him all the time, that if you're going to take tourists that really would have a culture shock when they have to leave the hotel zone and go out and be like, oh my God, no AC! There's a hurricane outside.
Yeah,
if they just communicate and say, hey, where we're going doesn't look anything like this.
Well, that's communication is the key to
all. But we will survive. You will sweat. Right. You will have probably just the worst evening or couple nights of your life, but you will be safe because the schools we built were built probably in the 1930s, and they look like Mayan ruins, and they're not going anywhere. They're going to withstand a Cat 4. We're going to be A-okay safe.
And then Pauly raises his hand and says, is there any chance I could drink anything out of a pineapple? Oh!
There you go. Yeah. Well, our best to him, and safe travels back home, and hope they didn't run out of chicken breasts or whatever they serve.
Where's the buffet?
Where's the buffet
Lobster
right
tails!
Now?
Oh!
Hey, fantastic! Sheet cake! cut in little squares.
Sheet cake. You win. Cake. You win.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show. And I was dreaming of the night.
And now, Rob Spiewak does outdated impressions. Get ready to Google Sydney Green Street.
Delicious Rob Spiewak fruitcakes. Ah, Wilma. On black walnuts alone, we could make a fortune.
Frank Nelson.
Yes?
Oh, you haven't ordered yet. Well, they're only available for a limited time, dummy.
Katherine Hepburn.
I love the fruitcakes. Rally, I do.
Clark Silly. Gable.
Fruitcake? I love you.
Frank Morgan.
Who rang that bell? Oh, it's a fruitcake delivery. Bring it right in. The wizard.
Peter Lorre.
You despise me, don't you? Would you still hate me if I gave you a fruitcake?
And Betty Davis.
This year has been a horrible year, dude. What you need is a Rob Spiewak fruitcake, or it's going to be a bumpy night.
Ah, yes. Taking you back to the days of yesteryear. The classics hold up just like the taste of a Rob Spiewak fruitcake. Get yours now at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
You should hear my Buster Keaton impression.
Taste the classic greatness.
Old people all over the world now responding to that promo and understanding all those names.
Upper Buster demographics Keaton. Love fruitcake, Mike.
And Buster Keaton. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by Stamps.com. As we slowly adjust to a new normal, we still need to be smart about how we do business. Luckily, there's Stamps.com to make things easier. Thousands of small business owners have discovered the benefits of Stamps.com in recent months and have kept their businesses running while avoiding crowds at the post office. You simply use your own computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Once your mail is ready, just leave it for your mail carrier, schedule a pickup, or drop it in a mailbox. You get great discounts too. 5 cents off every stamp and up to 62% off USPS and UPS shipping rates, and no residential surcharges. Stamps.com is the best, saving you time and money while keeping you safe. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, and enter the promo code TMOS. What a show today. Busy.
Busy.
Jam,
busy,
jam,
busy.
Jam, jam, jam.
Got the Mike Pence fly. We had Dr. Massini. It was just incredible. I passed
like the guy
stone.
From Frosty the Snowman. Busy, busy, busy.
Busy, busy, busy. So we do have time now to discuss Rob's hobby.
Yes.
I put that down there. You have a new hobby? Anything that's going to... Listen, my feeling with Rob and the show is that anything that gets Rob out of the house or involved in anything else other than the dog Luna and sitting in his basement typing on Facebook. By the way, Rob was the first one to mention the fly. Last night.
Oh, and it was a great moment because Julia and I were bemoaning the fact that he was standing up there lying all just over and over and over again, and she was about to bail on it, and so she actually was walking out of the room, and I screamed, "What's on his head?" And you hear in my living room, I heard, "Urch!" She raised. She says, "It's a fly."
This happened to Hillary Clinton four years ago.
She had a fly
right?
Land on her face.
Yes.
But this one stayed for 2 minutes, 3 seconds. That's
pretty
why
amazing.
It's important. Okay, so this is actually part of a long overdue show and tell. I've got a closet down here in my basement that a lot of stuff ends up in there. Just, if we don't know what to do, put it in the big closet, right? So I had to clean it out the other day because I was trying to get all my records in order, and I had a stack of records in there. And I found something that I mentioned on the show that I wasn't able to produce, and I have it for you now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Should I get a timpani for this?
I'd love it. I'd love it.
All right, here we go.
What do you think this is?
It's a musical instrument.
It's not a musical instrument. It is a size of, like, I would say a clarinet case, maybe.
And yeah, that's why I thought it was a musical instrument.
Sort of a alligator type print on it. But when you open it, you find out that it is my long lost Mahjong set. Remember we were talking about Mahjong?
What are you, for the 85?
From the Crazy Rich Asians? Look. No.
That's the worst.
Look at these beautiful tiles. I haven't seen this thing in years. Look. Beautiful tiles of all... all engraved with Asian characters?
Audience is not responding well to this, Rob.
So
the audience is upset.
Based on the recent interest in Crazy Rich Asians, I'm going to learn how to play Mahjong.
That movie came out 2 years ago.
And so we talked about this recently.
Interest. What is going on in your home?
Look at this. Mahjong made easy. I'm going to be a Mahjong maven. And
who are you going to play it with?
Yeah, well, first I have to teach myself. You don't have anybody that plays Mahjong.
That's the thing, is that we'll start at the base.
You have to get out of the house and go to the places where they play Mahjong.
Like parlors? Mahjong parlors?
Well, that's in the movie Crazy Rich Asians.
What, are you going to play it virtually?
I don't know.
I have another Mahjong book too. How to play Mahjong.
No. This is that Asian thing you have.
This is that weird Asian thing.
Yeah. What
weird Asian thing do I have?
You have a fixation on Asian people.
You see, and also there's racks that you can put the tiles on, and you see these little pins on the side of the rack? That's where you put the chips that you win when you win at Mahjong. So you stack up your betting chips on the rack.
Where did you get that from? Like, what?
Yeah, where did that come from, Rob? I'm curious about
that. I've had it for years. I forget exactly what drew me to buy it in the first place, and then it got in storage, and I lost it, and we were talking about it probably 2 or 3 months ago about Mahjong, and I said, hold on, let me go get my set. And I couldn't find it. So it was a great delight to find it.
Now, it's an Asian game, but isn't it also popular with old ladies?
Very much so. And also, it skews a little Jewish old lady. I think it's a very popular game.
Well, that's true. And I think they play it down here, though. I think the game originated in Asia, but it's very, very popular around the world with different cultures. And I'm just curious.
It is the most popular game in the world.
And I do know this, my board game, table game. My great-grandmother, who I never met, but my father says that oftentimes she would talk about her friends when she would go play Mahjong with them, and they would say, well, her name is Doris. She has lovely tiles.
So, Mahjong.
Mahjong.
So, and I think you're not getting out of the house. You're not leaving.
Well, I could play it outside.
You need to do more with your life. You need to get out more. You have to experience life a little bit more.
I told Rob, Mike, this is perfect timing, and you were out the other day. I told Rob that, he was talking about Carrie going back to work, and then I was like, well, look, in fairness, we have a short little vacation coming up in October. When we get back, we've had internal conversations that you now will cycle back into the studio. And Rob, this gives you the perfect opportunity to find something else other than a centuries-old board game to figure out how to play with yourself at home.
Well, you see, what would be great is if we could play Mahjong at Podcast Village. Okay,
we got to take a break. Good luck. Congratulations
on
your new
hobby. I've got lovely tiles.
You know what? Here's the sick part about me. There's a part of me that wants him really to learn it and explain it to me. That's how bankrupt I am down here. Does that tell you I'm 61 years old?
I tell you what, when I'm when we have our few days off, I'm actually driving down to see my dad, and I'm going to use the opportunity to learn to play Mahjong. Then we can Zoom, and I can teach you, and you can have tiles.
Well, you know what? Play it with your dad. I'm sure he's got a set too, but they're all nudes.
Nude Mahjong. Adult Mahjong.
Naked Mahjong.
Now, adult Rob, we play
strip Mahjong. Yeah.
We'll come back with that news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Nice hobby.
Hey, guys. It's Billy Bush for the Mike O'Mara Show mailbag. Listen, if you want to contact the guys, all you have to do is send a nice little message or a letter to rob@mikeomarashow.com. It's beautiful. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Or be like me. Just send your message telepathically. I have that power. I'm the golden boy. It's beautiful, boys.
Hello, Billy. Sorry I ruined your career by getting on your silly little Access Hollywood bus.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. According to the Declaration of Independence, we are all created equal. Politicians, billionaires, all have one vote. So do you. This makes you as powerful as any one of them when it comes to an election. It gives you the control over what happens in your community, your state, and this nation. It is your privilege and your duty to make sure that America lives up to its promise of equality. Make sure you're registered, plan to vote on Tuesday, November 3rd, or vote early in your state if you can, or you can vote by mail. All the information you need can be found at vote.org. Exercise your right, please. You have a voice. Make sure it's heard. Tuesday, November 3rd. Vote, because the future depends on you. And I'm proud to say that I believe it's trending now that we will have the greatest participation in any election in our history.
Oh, I think so. Absolutely.
That's pretty special. So I'm very, very excited about that. And now let's go on to the silliness. No, that's not what I wanted to play. I wanted that.
News!
Now you can play the other sound.
Now.
There it is. Celebrities are always making videos urging you to vote. I just did a PSA urging you to vote. But they never really work for it until now. A bunch of celebs just went naked to coax us to the polls. They include Sarah Silverman, Chelsea Handler, Chris Rock, Mark Ruffalo, Tiffany Haddish, and Amy Schumer. Borat shows up, too. Who's excited about that next movie
from
Borat?
I'm very excited.
But ironically, he's the only one who doesn't take his clothes off. He doesn't understand what's going on. Most of the action is shot from the shoulders up, but Sarah Silverman gives us a sexy hand bra, and she does. Sarah Silverman and Chelsea Handler are both very comfortable with their bodies, and I, for one, am very glad they
are. Chelsea Handler is forever recommending books while she's naked. This is something
she
that
likes.
She
likes being naked. And Sarah Silverman likes showing the twins, too. It's very exciting, and it's all to urge people to vote. Mark Ruffalo, it doesn't really do it for me, but
he's in good shape for an older man.
Very, very good shape. You know, for Sarah Silverman, she wins the award. It says here she even frees the girls at one point, but they are censored.
You mentioned Chris Rock. Is he? He's triple X, right?
I'm just going to get naked right now. History. Oh, look at that.
And it's all, you know, from the waist up.
Of course.
Like a shoulder shot. That's what.
Yeah.
Well, there was yet another hearing in the endless debate over Britney Spears' conservatorship and her own lawyer. Yeah, this is...
She's
I don't
50.
Know about her. Her own lawyer is saying that she isn't too sharp. The lawyer was in court without Britney, and he was speaking on her behalf, so the judge asked if he could have her sign a document to confirm her feelings. This just sounds surreal to me. But the lawyer said she didn't even have the brain power to handle that. This is odd.
Wow.
He compared her to a comatose patient in terms of her incapability of signing a legal document. He said that comatose patients can have their lawyers speak for them, and that should be the case for Britney, even though she isn't in a coma. Does this sound messy to you or kinky in some way to you? I'm just kind of confused with this.
And it should be done by now.
Cheetah, well, she... Mike, you've met guys and girls that are very talented at certain things. But at living life and everyday common sense, as my mom would like to say, sentido común.
Yeah,
which is
I love that sentivo común.
Yeah,
that's basically common sense in Spanish.
Yeah. So my mom,
sentivo común.
Where's your sentivo común?
So just like that, if we did something stupid or dumb, she'd look at you, a deadpan, and she'd say sentido común.
Yeah,
like common sense, right?
Like, sentivo común.
Don't be a
and
dummy.
Then, by the way, it was also you guys didn't even know this. Back when we debuted El Zol, they got help from other radio stations, and I took a weekend shift, and that was my name, Sentivo Común. That was my, I was Common Sense. That was my DJ name. I said,
did you play music?
99.1 El Zol. Me llamo Sentino Común.
Sentido Común.
Sentido. Me llamo Sentivo Común.
Sentido.
Sentido. Me llamo Sentido Común.
Yeah.
Sí. Now, hola, mi amigos.
Were you a DJ or was it a public affairs común. Show? Was it
What's
a public
that?
Affairs? Was it a public affairs
no,
show?
I was spinning the hits.
Spinning the records. Okay, good for you.
Absolutely. I was doing a great job. Sí, bueno. Common sense. Well, but Oscar, it doesn't make sense what's happening.
The
here.
Lack of, so when Britney lost her S, we all remember this. She shaved her head.
Ago.
She was
years
barefooted
years ago.
Well, the person that we see on TikTok, we see on Instagram, may not be the same person that you see in a conference room or a courtroom because they've lived such a sheltered life. And maybe the lawyer's saying, look,
She's really great at other things, but she's comatose when it comes to these larger financial matters.
Well, let me give you an example.
Okay. Yeah.
I get documents from my attorneys and my accountants, and now virtually in most cases, that will say sign here, and they'll highlight the area where you sign. When it used to be the hard copy paper documents, which I just did, they'll give you the little stickers that say signature. Well, that's, I mean, you don't think Brittany's capable of, like, grabbing those things and signing where she's supposed to?
See, the way I interpreted it was more like she doesn't know what she's signing.
Oh, okay. Well, I probably don't either, you know? I mean, I, you know.
In fairness.
Carla probably, you know, maybe I got done signing and, you know, Carla looks at the guy that's in the office and goes, excellent.
Right, well, I know we can count on one thing. The lawyer has her best interest in mind, and he's not greedy.
And he's billing for everything.
Yeah. Count on it. Print it. Take it upstairs to the fat man. CableTV.com. Here's something for some listeners out there that might be looking for something to do. Rob, this could be your hobby. CableTV.com is looking for someone to watch horror movies for 24 hours straight. If they choose you, you'll get $1,000, a $50 Starbucks gift card, and candy.
Candy? Ooh. I love candy.
No, they're not saying what kind or how much. Just
candy. You know what would make this horror movie great? Is a little bit of candy.
The best part is you get to pick the movies. They say, quote, anything goes, gooey gore fest, monster movies, folk horror, killer clowns, ghost stories. What are giallo films? G-I-A-L-L-O. Giallo films? What the hell are those?
I don't know. Does it come with candy? Can we choose our own candy?
Giallo. G-I-A-L-L-O. Maddie, do you know what giallo films are? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea.
I'm looking as we speak, Mike. I'm looking as we speak.
It's a film genre, an Italian term designating mystery fiction. It's the Italian word for yellow.
All right. Well, of course, you have to live. Here's the catch. You have to live tweet the whole thing. When you're doing it, when you're watching your horror movies.
I will tweet terrible. About the movie, but also tweet about the candy.
And moving right along, children everywhere won't have to be traumatized by sitting on Santa's lap this year for the sake of an overpriced mall photo. Most malls around the country are making their Christmas plans, and those plans do include Santa, but don't include sitting on his lap. They are planning to hold no-contact Santa visits, including masks, plexiglass dividers, and photos from 6 feet away. 2020, a sad year, anyway you slice it. Some malls will even have Santa sit inside a giant snow globe or be behind a giant picture frame. Mm-hmm.
Hold it. The giant snow globe, is it hermetically sealed? Because I picture something like from the old Batman show where Santa's in there and a red gas comes up and Santa's dead. Dead, Tom.
In some areas, Santa will be available for Zoom calls with kids who don't feel safe coming to the mall. The big for kids, it's probably their parents. Hello.
Yeah, of course.
The big reason for doing this is mall Santa's health, according to a guy who runs a Santa school.
God.
In Atlanta.
Santa Atlanta.
By the way, that's where all the good Santa schools are in Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, it's also the sweatiest Santa school.
Bob's got it.
Santas are typically in a minimum of two high-risk categories, over age 65 and overweight. There you go. So I got 4 years before I get to have a little money coming in on the side, everybody.
Exactly. Santa school.
Hey, start growing this out now, you know? I just wish it was a little thicker. That's all. Thank you.
Hey, buddy.
There is a 53-year-old gentleman, and his name is, by the way, if you've got kids around, be aware. This is a little bit
heads up.
Adult.
All right, be aware.
There's a 53-year-old guy named Norman Zalek. He is from Lykens, Pennsylvania. Back in August, he sent a message to a woman on Facebook and asked if he could rent her horse. And as they chatted, he came clean on why he wanted to rent her horse so he and his wife could have a threesome with it. He told the woman that he and his wife are, quote, open-minded and like to try different things, but they'd, quote, never been with a horse in any manner, and they wanted to. Well, the woman immediately turned the conversation over to the police, and they recorded a call between Norman and the woman where he offered her $200 for the horse. And even though the threesome never went down, he was arrested last week. I don't know what to say about a story like this. Sorry, that's all I
think. I think the medical terminology is equansum.
Yes, it's not right. I'm glad they.
It's not okay.
It's not okay. Why does it even like that? I hope
they brought step stools.
Yeah. A stool.
Did they catch the Preakness last week?
We got to take a break. Sorry about that story. Correct. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie.
Hey there, this is Katie from the Cake and Cookie Show. On this episode, we learn that Rob is a grocery store jerk nerd. We have lists and panic.
Lots of lists!
And the biggest dog derailment of all time. Tune in for all this and more on the Cake and Cookie Show.
Don't miss it, Luna.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Fruitcakes are still for sale. Yes. Just like the bartender said when Lassie brought him a cantaloupe, hey, you seem a little melancholy.
It was fun watching Oscar get that.
You know what?
Second bounce.
That's where there's a bond between you two.
He likes the dad joke sometimes, yeah.
Listen, I get it. Everything just seems sad right now. You can't seem to hit the strainer. The OxyContin makes it hard to read. And the most exciting part of your day was redeeming that virtual gift card for your leather toiletry bag.
That was fun.
Unrewarding. Mm. Don't you crave a bit of normalcy? Well, TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Woo! They will take you back to the good old days. Hop aboard the orange juice caboose and take your taste buds to happier times. That's right. There's orange juice in these fruitcakes.
Mm. The ingredients are secretive, but I will reveal them piecemeal.
One bite in these fruitcakes will remind you of a time when everything was right with the world. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Buy them now and have something to look forward to because our nuts have guts. We can, pecan. Oh, they taste even better than you remember them. Go to our website and buy as many as you like. Time is limited. I mean it. I'm not kidding you this time. You get them in time for the holidays. MikeOMaraShow.com is where you get them.
Yes. There are 8 days as of today left to order.
Oh, only eight.
Basically a week.
Eight.
A week.
Oh, boy. A week.
All right, click it real good. How are we compared to last year? Do we need to do a super heavy push? Do we need more help? Do we need more help? Do
Mike, we always need more help. We're in the middle of a pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Go crazy this week. You have 8 days. All right, this is my urgency voice. All right,
hold on. Let me get the fly in.
Okay.
Where the hell's the fly? All right. Hold on. Fly's going to tell
fly.
You about it.
Fly!
Fly.
Fly. TMOS. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Buy them today or I will eat Mike Pence's whole head.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. And let's open up the audio vault for today. Thank you. Take it away, Rob.
Speaking of Mike Pence.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
I told Carla as soon as that happened, you know, such a sedate debate that, as soon as the fly showed up, that was everything. Because that's we are the nation of attention deficit disorder. And hey, it's a fly. That was it.
What made a teenager watch the debate. And here's my favorite highlight from last night. And the analysis of the debate, here's Jake Tapper from CNN.
There were times during the debate that I thought that the most effective being on that stage to go after Vice President Pence was that fly that landed on his head.
But that's not my favorite CNN moment from yesterday. CNN has a reporter named Joe Johns, who is a White House reporter.
And he was a DC guy, too. A longtime Channel 4 guy before he went to the network. Mm-hmm. Great, great reporter.
And he was standing. You know, I like when they do the outtakes where they're standing. And I just call it the White House. They're in the yard. They're standing in the yard of the White House waiting for them to come to them. And he's there. And a raccoon runs by. Now, you don't see the raccoon. But you see him react to the raccoon. And I think what he throws at it is like a bag that a light comes in. It's like a big brown canvas bag that he chucks at the raccoon, but this is how he handles the raccoon.
Get! There he is. Now, no events on the president's schedule today, and important to say, the White House. Yeah, especially from there. Raccoons, man. Again, this is the second time.
I guess the trap's not working.
Right? Hey, man. The raccoon came back. It always comes around right about when I'm going to go on TV.
Yeah, because the raccoon is following Matt.
That's great.
That's what the raccoon is up to.
That's so funny. He didn't like it. He didn't like that raccoon.
He doesn't like it. Now, if you're going to do a scam, think it through. Don't do it halfway, Mike. If you're going to scam somebody, know what you're doing. There is a, I guess it's a high school in California, Covina High School, and a couple of student-aged kids were going door-to-door collecting money for the Covina football team. That's fine if that's your scam, if that's your hustle, but be careful that you don't go to the door of the coach of the Covina High School team. And if he has a Ring doorbell, even better.
Me and my partner, Amy, we're fundraising for Covina High School football. And we're working really hard, sir.
Yeah, actually, it's funny you bring that up because I know for a fact you guys don't go to Covina because I teach there.
Huh?
I know for a fact you're not working with Covina High School.
But I play running back position, sir.
I'm a football coach there at Covina.
Oh, really?
He says, oh, really?
So, I don't understand, sir.
I play a running back.
Yeah.
I play a running back.
So just think you're scammed through. That's all I'm saying.
Dummies.
That's great.
Talking about football and thinking things through, Patrick Mahomes, who is sounding less and less like Grover, I think he's working on his voice. There's still a trace of it there.
What a quarterback. Oh, my God. Are they Kansas regrets. City? Hello. Yes. Yes.
He regrets hugging Patriots cornerback Stephon Gilmore. Because he tested positive for COVID, and he said he just was caught up in the moment. But he regrets it, but he's taking care of it.
Knowing that I went up to him after the game and just gave him the high five like I've done my whole career and not thinking about it. It was a little bit of a mental lapse, just trying to show sportsmanship and stuff like that. But it's something that I think about every day. I mean, you have to think about that with her being pregnant and kind of that high risk category. And so when I went home over the weekend, I slept in a different bedroom and stayed away from her as much as possible. And until I've kind of gotten these negative tests back. And so I just try to do my part to kind of keep myself away from her and social distance. But the only thing good about being here every single day, I get tested every single day. So it's good at keeping track of where I'm at.
I'll give him that. It's good that he's being tested every day.
Hey, look, Kansas City, you got the franchise quarterback for a long time there. He is a good guy. He is a hardworking guy, and he is probably one of the most talented quarterbacks I've ever seen in my life. And he's also a guy that looks like he's enjoying every moment.
I love
of
that.
This.
Yeah.
I'm such a fan of Patrick Mahomes. I love athletes like that. So I hope it, he knows he made a mistake. Yep. He knows he screwed up, but he's going to be fun to watch for years to come. I think it's great.
And we close with this. Mike, who was your chef friend that he said, why do Americans accept bad food?
Gerard Pango. I believe his restaurant was Gerard's Place. May still be in D.C. He said, do you know why you Americans get bad food? Because you accept it. Yes, that's what he said.
And with that in mind, I want to say condolences to fans of Ruby Tuesday's restaurants because they have announced they are closing 185 locations. So if you're a fan of mediocre food, you're going to have to go elsewhere. And we close with their new advertising campaign.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday.
There it is.
See you at the salad bar. That's your magic audio book. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You know, Rob, send me Pierce, what's his name? Not Pierce Brosnan, no. What's the Powers Booth from Tombstone? We need that more than a... Well, bye. That's it. Bye, Ruby Tuesday. See you later. We got to get out of here. And thanks to Dr. Messini, Michael Messini, the Spokane urologist, for coming on the show. Also, Nicholas Diamond and the Mike Pence Fly. What a show it was, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with another one tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm a phony, just like you.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
It's done, Joe. They've got your things. They're loading your car.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck.